Hello, it is a viciously windy March 14th up here in the desert, and today we have Judgment, a wake-up call. Heed the call. What is your true calling? And second chances. Judgment, number 20, and one of the final cards of the major arcana, rules the astrological sign of Libra, the sign of the scales, which makes sense. There are no scales on this card, no more weighing of evidence. This is the final judgment. It can be a heavy card. The Rider-Waite-Smith imagery is surreal. The angel Gabriel, blowing his horn from the top of the card, floating on a gray cloud in a blue sky. The mountains in the background are pure white, with a tinge of blue, and we see a tiny blue tree, suggesting another planet or world altogether. Blue is also the color of the throat chakra, and the many humans on this card seem to be singing as the angel wakes them from the dead, with the sound of his horn. This is a musical card, and facing the music is one of the things we'll all do someday, according to many cultural belief systems and religions, that is, endure a potentially painful life review after crossing the river, a metaphor for death. The Fool begins this wild ride we call life at zero, a card of risk and leaps of faith. Mistakes will be made along the way, which is a given. That's how we learn. But not learning from mistakes is, well, foolish. From coffin-like gray boxes, gray-skinned humans are rising joyfully, arms lifted to the sky, and the huge red-winged angel we've seen hovering over the lovers and standing tall on the temperance card. They've been there all along, these watchers. Some of the coffins are boat-like, floating on or crossing a flowing blue river. A white banner with a red cross waves from the long golden horn. The red cross of Constantine is an important symbol in Christianity, and the badge of the Freemasons. But in tarot, crosses represent crossroads, another symbol associated with death, and a song by blues legend Robert Johnson, in which he describes going down to the crossroads and falling to his knees begging for mercy. I find it ironic that the most popular tarot deck in the world, the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, is considered by a certain sect of Christians to be a tool of Satan. It's not as popular with younger tarot readers who have a more universal concept of spirituality, and this is a spiritual card. Hardly New Age, but rich with shape-shifting detail. This card can be a deep dive for sure, but it can also mean reunions, as these families are being reunited on the other side, hearing music or clairaudience, making a final decision or judgment of and for ourselves, not of others, and finding ourselves at a crossroads. This may be a second chance to do something right, or a second wind. The trumpet is a wind instrument, and Libra is an air sign. And number 20 of the major arcana would be 2 plus 0 is 2. Our calling, whatever it may be, is why we're here, and we can't pretend we don't hear it. If we missed it the first time, even in a past life, we have the chance to get it right in this one.